I realized that one conversation is missing over there. He brought that story to explain that, because philosophically it's an idea. But these are all done by Rumi. I do something with this book that I'm not sure you noticed it. Do you remember me repeating myself? Saying something twice? I don't. How? That's a trick you should learn. Because every single time when I'm looking at it, I'm looking for something. I'm thinking. I don't have anything to keep back as a fixed idea about this. Nowadays, when I read Masnavi, what do you think I read? Sometimes I receive some verse from John, and I will open the book, I'll look at it. Then I sit down and I read and read, and I find something new. Because it is like that. These are all the basic materials you need to swim in the ocean of wisdom. You should learn swimming. Do not repeat yourself. Each time you look at it, look for something different. The thing that you understood last time, good for you, yes, that's it. But the second time, you shouldn't have the same way of looking at it. The first time you read something, naturally, you are following someone. Somebody has written something, and step by step, word by word, sentence by sentence, you're walking how? The way he wanted you to talk, to walk, right? So he walks you with the talk. Then when it is finished, you know the story. Now when you start from the beginning, your mind brings in the end to the beginning. Because first time you open a book, he starts with, let's say, the book starts with, suddenly electricity was gone. Everywhere was dark. Okay, this is happening. This could be so many stuff. At the end of the book, when I've realized that this fellow is talking about these scary, silly stuff of superstitious fellows and things like that, the first scene of suddenly light was gone is not a happening for me. This is the way this guy is opening the door of darkness to bring in his dark ideas in that kind of space. So second time I could judge him or her. First time I cannot. First time I go with it. First time you learn, you read a text, you just walk with it. Second time, there is another loop. You know what you are going to read. You know where it is leading. So this time, you understand really what is he saying, right? Third time, that's the real time you read a book. Because you put down the book, you have read it once, walked with him, then walk yourself through him. Now you sit down and say, who is this fellow? What was he thinking about an opening like that? Why did he choose that opening? And I know that that opening, it's not the beginning necessarily, is it? Maybe he had a boring story, he was looking for a good beginning. Somebody said, make it an accident. I said, oh yes, light goes on. You see, I'm looking for the guy this time. Then there is another time to read it. That's the time that you're not a reader anymore. You are a critic, and you will look around that, who influenced this guy? Why is he talking like this and thinking like this? Because this is something, it's not inherent. He learned it from somewhere, right? That way, if you're looking at a book, you see deeper and deeper. Therefore, I'm always asking myself, why Rumi said it like this? Why did he put it here? Because after so many years of studying a book, looking carefully around it, found that he was a real master, and everything over there is made intentionally. There is no accident over there. He knew how he will finish the book 6 when he started the beginning of book 1. How do we know that? By analysis, looking at the world. So please do that. You have a month and a half to study these couple of pages. Look for this stuff. First, read it once just to know all the stories. Then you know that, okay, he's saying this, then he brought that, he brought that, he brought that. And this is a little bit challenging for you. Because when you go through book 1, you remember a lot about how did I divide it and I selected and said this is the story, it starts here, it ends there, and this is saying this, this is saying that. You remember a lot, right? Put down a note. You will note that you know a lot about the first half and you know very limited about the second half. Because first half was the analysis, second half was the solution. You see, we know that Rumi had this class for 2 years, a little bit more than 2 years, and that's book 1. And he finished. He sent them away. And nobody knew what would happen. After 2 years, he started the rest of it. So book 1 is independent, okay? And book 1 is finished. It's finished by the master, do you remember? We looked at it that it's not because of an accident or something. You stop there and say, this is it, go and work on it. So book 1 should be complete. Conclusion? Let's look at it, because if it is complete, it should be in 2 different sections. First, diagnosis. Second, the remedy. Look at it carefully, you will see. Exactly happens like that. We recognized 8 stories explaining the diagnosis. Diagnosis was 100% attachment to logic. The problem was being in love with the logic. You fell in love with the logic in your first quest. Do you remember our prince? One day he was looking for the truth. And suddenly, oh, I have a brain. I could think. Me, look at me. This is me. He started with this. I said, that's how it is. It's not really working because you have more than one universe to live in. You have 4. And you cannot really know it because we're talking about your totality being known by a part of you. This is a little bit silly. And your main focus. What is your main focus? The main focus of your logic is the goldsmith. And goldsmith doesn't give a damn about you. So, we'll give you the remedy, but let's understand the pain. First, your comparison. You compare, you judge. Silly. It's superficial. Second, jealousy. Third, cheating. What is the most famous cheat you do in your life? He said, there are things that you don't like it and you blame everything for that. And there are some other stuff you like it, suddenly you have the freedom of choice. This is how you play the game, do you remember? Then, that famous stuff between Jabr and Ikhtiyar. I said, don't be silly. These are like this. Then, and you have a lot of silly questions because of that logic of you. You stand by your logic and you question the entire existence, and you say, okay, give me something valuable or worthy for all of this. Excuse me, everything is worthless, but your talk and your question is worthy of? Give me a break. Then, so, remember, there is one story which this stupid ass cannot understand. That's the story of love. When it comes to love, logic is like a donkey in a mud. Do you remember where he said this? Story of the parrot. Story of the parrot is an explanation of love. If somewhere you wanted to show off and write down something about love, story of the parrot. It's full of material for that. Because over there he explained what love is. He said, love could be explained only by love. Then, he said, last but not the least is your show-off. You're going around and playing for the market. You should play for half. Solution? You and you are fighting in you, and you have a miserable life. The only solution is to come out, because there is a quality out here. The quality of we. Come out. This was the first half. Second half, it's up to you. Before starting this, you will divide it to the stories. You will see over there, step by step, again, it's like that. First, you should find someone better than you. That's a very important one. Why? Because if you believe no one is better than you, then what is the remedy for that? Mental hospital. Really, if you think that you are the best of this 7 billion, go to a mental hospital. Then what? First, find someone. Second, be ready to pay the price. Tattooing. Third, remember, there is no first grade, second grade, third grade. Here we talk about blind and seeing. Period. Then what? Whenever and wherever we talk about improvement, you think about painting, adding something to it. You forgot that everything in here is upside down. Why? Because you are upside down. Animal is upside down. So, do you remember that? I said, remember, here we are talking about getting rid of something, not adding something to human being. Human being is complete, is good. The animal part is too active here because the other one is inactive. To make that active, you should reduce the activity of this. That's simple. Punish yourself. Get rid of this narcissism and arrogance. Then you become. And remember, whatever you do, which is your habit, to us that's worthless. Because habit is the way of animal. In anything you do, in everything, you should be there on your decision. You are the decision maker. Remember, we started with responsibility. And something else. Here we are talking about that exception. That exception he called pure. So here we talk about purity. If you want to walk this path, you should want it for itself, not for a use or something like that. and he finished book one, right? Book two, he started new way.